We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got plenty of great stuff for you as the Super Bowl is now in the books. It's history. And the Rams win and Cincinnati could have won. They should have won. But Aaron Donald finally got to Joe Burrow, stick him. And the game ends with a wide open Jamar Chase all by himself. Jalen Ramsey on the ground. And it would have been a walk-off win for the Bengals. But never happened. Sorry. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
Ken? I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. The Super Bowl was great. You got a great fourth quarter, third quarter, not so much.
I wanted overtime. Didn't we all want
Everybody wanted overtime, yeah. Sure, so that you could, for once and for all, have that last time ever in your lifetime, that stupid conversation about, I think both teams should get a chance to get the ball. Although the way these offenses were playing, that might have gone back and forth
exactly.
A few times.
Exactly.
But listen, 23-20, congrats if you're a Rams fan, if you had money on the Rams, or whatever the case may be. And it's a wrap. And it just showed you again kind of how far away the Jets and Giants are, but at the same time, how close they are. You know, the Cincinnati Bengals are only a couple years removed from winning two games in a season,
the
right?
The Cincinnati Bengals Super Bowl odds a year ago at this time are the same as the New York Jets.
Bang! Holler at your boy. Let's go win a Super Bowl. Just because.
Why
just
not?
Because.
Right.
Maybe Zach Wilson becomes the second coming of Joe Burrow. And all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a rock star who likes to dress the part and isn't afraid of nothing. And maybe we don't. I don't know.
Yeah, but if I, as a Jet fan, had to deal with losing that game the way the Bengals did yesterday, I don't know if I'd ever sleep at night again.
Well, not just that. If you're again, this is an age-based thing, but, you know, if you are an old enough fan of the Cincinnati Bengals, like, that's back-to-back Super Bowls you lost on the last drive.
Sure, sure. and you think about individual plays. If one thing goes your way, you're a champion. You know what I start with before the penalties? I start with Boyd dropping what I think would have been a first down on that third down play.
Would have been close for sure. I agree with you. I think momentum probably gets him past the
line. And who knows? Maybe it puts Zach Taylor in a position to go for it on a fourth and short. Who knows? But Tyler Boyd, who had zero drops this season.
Yep.
Zero. Nada.
Yep.
Cero picks the worst possible time to have the biggest drop of the season. That would crush me if I was a Bengals fan.
Yeah, well, I bet him. I don't know how that guy went to bed last night or how he shows his face because the ball's right there. It hits him in both hands. It wasn't even defended all that well. The ball's in his hands, and he drops it. Yeah, listen, there's plays back and forth. I think Jalen Ramsey's a fraud as the greatest cornerback in the NFL. I will acknowledge that he did have his face mask grabbed on the one long touchdown, but that dude got burnt the entire playoffs, not to mention yesterday. And the thing I'm alluding to in the open there, there's a still photograph, I can tweet it out if you want me to, where Burrow is just being touched by Aaron Donald. So he's not yet kind of underhand flicked it to Perrine, the running back, right? And down the right side of the field, man-to-man coverage. It's Ramsey and Jamar Chase. And I'm not making this up. I showed Evan. Ramsey is on the ground, and Jamar Chase is already 2 yards behind him. That is as easy a catch and a throw for guys at that level as you will ever have. And the Cincinnati Bengals were, not that this makes it easy for you guys, maybe half a second more. If Burrow's got half a second more to look up, he sees Chase, it's game over. Which brings me to the officiating. For 3.5 quarters, We didn't know that there were referees in this game.
Wasn't it great?
They didn't exist, yeah. And it was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Right? And then all of a sudden, they decided, we got to get our money's worth. And in all the calls they did make, because I'm not going to bitch and moan about the holding call or this call or that call. Again, go back to the fourth down play. Fourth and one, final play of the Super Bowl. Aaron Donald is lined up past the ball. He is in the neutral zone, and it's not up for debate. So that half second I'm talking about right. that Joe Burrow needed to find a wide-open Ja'Marr Chase to win the game is because the refs don't see that Aaron Donald is a half a football across the line of scrimmage.
They missed a few things. Because even on that defensive hold penalty that was called on Logan Wilson that I thought was the most egregious that extended that drive yeah. and moved them to the four, they were clearly false starting. They committed a penalty.
Yeah,
and
right
it's
tackle.
Clear as day. And they missed that. So this is what we're used to, though. I mean, we're used to this. The officials are going to miss calls. And to your point, they also missed the face mask on the Ja'Marr Chase play. I mean, they did.
Yeah.
Like Jalen Ramsey, and I would join in ripping him because I think he is overrated. I think a part of it is we're biased. We got to watch Darrell Revis, who is a true, true lockdown corner.
Right.
And no offense to Jalen Ramsey. He ain't Darrell Revis.
Nope.
He's just not. And we're biased. We saw Darrell day in and day out. So we can nitpick and find three or four plays in this game in which the officiating messed up. That's yeah. the NFL.
Listen,
it stinks. It is what it is.
If they don't call the headhunting in the back of the end zone on the what we thought was the first Coop touchdown there, it's they're on their own 14. It's
right,
an offensive
there was a
holding.
Hold. Yep, yep.
And
yep.
you're 10 yards back, and it's second and 14.
Would you agree the penalty that was called on Eli Apple was as legit as they come?
Yeah, I thought that was a legit
one
call.
We could all agree with. That yep. was a clear pass
and let's be honest, a lot of you Giant fans or just fans of the sport who grew tired after their win against Kansas City were thrilled to watch Eli Apple
Bro,
struggle.
Not only that, yeah. we know Giant fans were. Michael Thomas went on Twitter, his former teammate in New Orleans, and said, Eli being Eli. And Mecole Hardman of the Chiefs took a shot at him. So it's not just Giant fans that don't like Eli yeah. Apple. Apparently, opponents and former teammates aren't a fan either.
Meanwhile, listen, I was happy with it. I thought we had a good Super Bowl. I was happy with a lot of the commercials. I was happy with the halftime show. All in all, there's only a couple little things that bothered me, but I'm being nitpicky to be honest about it. I thought the NFL delivered. And again, when you get to the game, it's just another game. Does the game live up to the hype of the Super Bowl?
Yes.
And I would say yes, 100%.
Dude, here's
came
the key.
Down to the last play of the game because they're driving to get in field goal range. It's obvious.
Right.
Fourth and one.
Especially,
Aaron Donald makes a great play on third down to hold the running back so he doesn't extend the ball even more and get a first down.
But when they get
I'm good.
When they got the football after the Cup touchdown, minute and a half to go, two timeouts, Joe Burrow and a kicker that you can trust in Evan McPherson, I was as convinced as ever we were seeing overtime. I was convinced.
Yeah, I was too.
Everything led to that. And then, first down, Ja'Marr Chase, 17 yards. Okay. The next one from their own 42, 9 yards for Tyler Boyd. So they're set up with a second and one. I'm convinced they're moving the football. It was stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning that they got stuffed the way they did.
Yeah.
I was convinced we were going to see overtime. But it was a great football game. You were concerned on Friday. You said, hey, Evan.
I thought the Rams were going to blow them out.
This is going to be a blowout. We're not going to get that kind of game. And even for those who say, yeah, but the game was boring late third quarter, early fourth quarter. I disagree. We got a mix of good defense. So we had a bunch of three and outs. Okay.
It was good
That's
defense.
That's football, dude.
Obviously, the Odell injury changed everything because he was about to have like a redonkulous, like 8-catch, 160-yard game, in my opinion at least. He was the best player on the field for a minute. So that changed everything. But listen, you know, you give McVay credit for this. I don't know why they kept running the football. They could not run it. And then all of a sudden, on the final, what amounted to the final drive of the game, they decided to go be the Rams. And they said, all right, we know you're going to double-team Cup. We're going to find them anyway. And we're going to play our offense. So was it a 15-play drive? And they said, we recognize we're not very good at running the ball.
I mean, it
running
took
the
him,
ball today.
Bro, it took him how long? I mean, what was
but
crazy.
But amazing that all of a sudden, like, okay, now we'll just go on a 15-play drive and win the effing Super Bowl.
It became obvious because, remember, the Rams had back-to-back possessions after their defense forced three and outs where they got the ball at midfield. They were set up. Even if they didn't go the 50 yards and score a touchdown, kick a couple of field goals, this is a different game. And they were forced on three and outs four times in a row. And the common barometer you had is that they're running on first down constantly.
Yeah.
And I know Sean McVay, you can't argue with the success. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's won a championship. He's 36 years old. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame. I acknowledge that.
Yep.
Two different quarterbacks he gets to the Super Bowl with, including Jared Goff. But there are times in which I'm watching this guy, and I scratch my head. And I say, is he really the boy genius?
Yeah.
Now, he is. The results speak for itself. But sometimes getting to those results leaves you with many questions.
If you're going to nitpick anything from the broadcast to the game to any aspect of it, my first thing, and it pisses me off all the time, and it's not even game-related, it's so stupid, but I just want to get out of my body because I just have to say it because it bothers me so much. You're talking about what's supposed to be the greatest TV personalities in the world covering sports, right?
Yes.
Can someone explain to me why they're so lazy? And why the only question that is asked after a game is, how do you feel? Excuse me, how do you think I feel, dummy? And it was all of them. Every one of them, it's the same, like, how does it feel right now? Oh, gosh, I don't know. Like, I'm Matthew Stafford. I feel pretty good. That's how it feels right now. How does it feel? Like, it's such a cop-out question. It pisses me off so much. How do you feel right now? And number two, it was the greatest four-week run the NFL postseason has had in a very, very long time. You can make the argument ever when you're talking about the final seven games now that we've seen in the NFL. And a reminder of why the NFL is king and why they're perfect at everything they do, even when they're not perfect, right? Why are we in such a rush to go to the bobsled event?
I know. I thought
like,
the same thing.
You didn't get, Matthew Stafford's kids are on the stage. He says to someone, do me a favor, watch the kids. My turn to talk to Tirico. No. We've got to go to the bobsled. God forbid we don't see the bobsled that we can't get more post-game coverage. The locker rooms, you know, even the analysts, whatever it might be. Bob,
I don't get it, man. I flipped right over to NFL Network. They forced me away, and I bet you there were a lot of people watching who said, I'm not done yet with the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not done. It's not that late on the East Coast. It's certainly not that late in the other time zones. I want more. I want to digest more, and they're basically telling you, leave us.
Yeah.
Get away from Peacock. Get away from NBC. We need to show you figure skating and bobsled
racing. No, they were right there. What's it called? It's got a name. This solo thing now they call it. What's it called now? It's not bobsled.
The skeleton?
Nah, not the skeleton. They got a name for it. Like the boob sled?
The boob sled?
It's like the mono sled. That's some weird, crazy name for it now.
Because
you got to be politically correct or something. If they had boob sledding, I'd be all over it, Evan. Yeah.
No, I'm interested.
Yeah, they had some name. It's not bobsled. It's like, monobob? Is that what it is? Monobob. Because groups are offended.
By what?
I don't know.
Was bobsled offensive to bobcats? Like, what's the issue?
It's so stupid. Hey, we just had a great Super Bowl, great playoff run. Let's hurry everybody over to China so they can watch monobob. Ugh. Terrible.
Dude, I couldn't wait to shut it off. As soon as I saw the graphic come up that they were going to go to the Olympics, I said,
and they were like, hey, good news. You're only 4 minutes away from monobob.
Yeah, they put the clock on.
Like, what?
I think they were begging me and all of us to switch the channel if you had NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.